Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 2.
Timothy wokuqala kwesibili verse.
First Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peacefully and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. For there is only one God and only one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. And I have been chosen as a preacher and apostle to teach the Gentiles this message about faith and truth. I am not exaggerating, just telling the truth. In every place of worship, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. Now,
manje,
I can't stress how important this prayer topic is.
Ngeke ngiphathise ngestress
sokubaleka. Or rather this topic that I'm preaching.
Noma lokho ngushumayelayo.
The Bible tells us
iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi
that we are the salt of the world.
Lithi singusawoti womhlaba.
I've said this and I'm saying it again.
Ngike ngakusho lokho ngiyakusho futhi.
Now, besides taste,
ngaphandle komsoco,
one of the most important function of salt,
okuyikhona okubaleka kakhulu emsebenzini otswayi,
is to delay the rotting of food.
Ukwenza ukudla kungasheshe kubole.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Now, if the Bible says that we are the salt of the world,
iBhayibheli malithi singusawoti womhlaba,
it means that one of our purposes as the church is to delay the corruption and rotting of the earth.
Ukuthi ukulwa nobubi bomhlaba.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? In other words, as for rotting, things are going to rot.
Ngoba kubolile izinto ziyabola.
Even if you take your food and you just baptize it in salt.
Mawuthatha ukudla kwakho ukuthela ngetswayi.
Even though it will take long for it to rot.
Noma ungakuthatha isikhathi eside ukuthi kubole.
Eventually it will rot.
Kodwa ekugcineni kwakho kuzobola.
True or not true?
Iqiniso noma amanga.
Now, we have a job.
Manje sinomsebenzi
to delay the rotting of the world as much as possible.
Wokwenza umhlaba ungaboli.
The day that God takes the church.
Ilanga lapho uNkulunkulu enza ibandla.
It will trigger a lot of bad things to start happening.
Kuyobe kunezinto eziningi eseziqala ukwenzeka.
The reason certain bad things are not happening
is because
you and I are here.
Ingoba mina nawe silapha.
And we believe in God.
And sikholelwa
kuNkulunkulu. And we pray to our God.
And sithandaza uNkulunkulu wethu.
So this is one of the reasons why Paul says that we must pray for all men.
UPaulo athi asikhulekele bonke abantu.
For kings.
Amakhosi.
And for all those who are in authority.
Nalabo abasekhundleni.
You may think that you just need to concentrate in your life only.
Ungacabanga ukuthi kumele ubheke kuwena wedwa.
Who am I to pray for Ramaphosa?
Ngubani mina engakhulekela uRamaphosa?
But the Bible says.
Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi.
Your prayers are powerful.
Imthandazo yakho inamandla.
That even your prayer.
Ukuthi noma lo mthandazo wakho.
Can impact Ramaphosa.
Engamshintsha umthinto uRamaphosa.
Our president.
UPresident wonke.
Your prayers.
Imthandazo yakho.
You know, one day,
ngelinye ilanga,
a certain lady,
omunye wesimame,
She went and she saw some boys standing around.
Wahamba wabona abosaba dodemile.
And she went to preach to them.
Wahamba wabashumayeza.
And invited them to the house of God.
Wabameme bameme endlini kaNkulunkulu.
So that they will grow.
Ukuthi bakhule.
Then one day,
ngelinye ilanga,
she was walking.
Wayehamba.
And some criminal looking people.
Ezinye igebengu ibheka abantu.
Were looking at her.
Sambuka.
And started following her.
Saqala samlandela.
And they wanted to rob her.
Sifuna ukumbamba inkunzi.
Now when they were about to rob her.
Nkathe ifuna ukumbamba.
Don't say hey, uma mfundisi.
But hey, uma.
And they didn't know where to run away.
Abazange ukuthi abaleka yipi.
The people who are about to rob her are the people she preached to.
Abantu labo befuna umrobe bona abantu futhi ashumayela kubona.
And when they recognized her,
ngenkathi bembona yena,
they suddenly became shy.
Baqala baba namahloni.
That they are robbing someone who was preaching them to them the word of God.
Robber lo bebafundisa izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
So you may never know.
Ungekwazi.
That when you pray for your community,
ngenkathi uthandazela umphakathi wangakini,
the fourth house from your house,
indlu yasifole esuka kuwe,
the enemy could be brewing the next serial murder.
Isigebengu singenza ukufa okukhulu.
Who will be waiting for people in mafias?
Ongabelinde bonke abantu la emafias.
That when they cross a certain road,
ukuthi mabe jumpa nje umgwaqo,
he will catch them and kill them.
Uyambamba uyamnquma.
But when you stand in the gap and pray,
ngikathumile wena uthandaza.
Unknown to you,
ongaziwa kuwe.
You are saving yourself.
Umsindisile.
And many others also.
Nabanye futhi bona baningi.
These amens are not blessing.
Oh amen abangibosisi.
So Paul encourages us.
UPaulo uyasigqoqozela.
To pray for all men.
Ukuthandazela bonke abantu.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Unknown to you.
Ongaziwa kuwe.
You might be praying for the next multi-millionaire.
Ungathandazela uthandazelo wamamilioni.
In your community.
Emphakathini.
And one day,
ngelinye ilanga,
this multi-millionaire.
Yena lono namamilioni amane.
Will say, you know I come from mafias.
Uzothi mina ngibuye emafias.
I need to help my people from mafias.
Ngifuna ukusiza abantu bami ngale mafias.
And come and collect you or collect your children.
Uzoze zothatha wena noma abantwana bakho.
And empower them and put them in schools.
Abathathe futhi abase ezikoleni
enkulu.
Abanike imisebenzi.
And change the lives of people in mafias.
Ashintshe impilo yase mafias.
Because you pray.
Ngenxa yokuthandazo yakho.
Your prayers can change so many things.
Imkhuleko yakho ingashintsha izinto eziningi.
So many things.
Ema.
Now we began to discuss.
Siqalile sakhuluma.
The different prayers that Paul mentioned in the scripture.
Ukuhlukana kwemkhuleko ayishilo Paul kulesi.
Supplications.
Ukunxusa.
All kinds of prayers.
Nenhlobo zokukhuleka.
Intercession.
Nokucela.
And then he talks about giving of thanks.
Ukhuluma ngokubonga.
In other words,
ngamanye amazwi,
when you stand to pray,
ngenkathi umile ukukhuleka,
for all men,
bonke abantu,
for kings,
amakhosi,
and for those who are in authority,
nalabo abasekhundleni.
One of the ways to pray for them,
ezinye indlela zokukhulekela bona,
is to come before God,
ukuza kuNkulunkulu,
with thanksgiving,
ngokubonga.
So in other words, it's not enough,
ngamanye amazwi akwanele,
just to pray supplication prayers,
ukuvele ucele,
or to pray all kinds of prayers,
noma zonke inhlobo zemkhuleko,
or intercession,
noma ukunxusa,
without the prayer of thanksgiving,
ngaphandle kokubonga.
The prayer of thanksgiving,
imkhuleko wokubonga,
is as important as any other prayer.
Ubono baleko kudlula yonke eminye.
Many people, you know, today in today's time,
abantu abaningi kulezi khathi zamanje,
people like status and
bathanda ukubukwa nokuvela.
When they greet her, I said, my name is Prayer Warrior.
Mombi ngelela uthi igama lami ngu Prayer Warrior.
Okay, thank you, prayer warrior, but we must also give thanks.
Siyabonga socha lokukhuleka, bonga phela.
It's part of praying.
Indlela yokukhuleka.
Open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Vula kwase Thessalonike bokuqala.
And verse 18.
Chapter 5.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse
18.
Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's.
In how many circumstances?
In all.
What does all mean?
Konke kusho ukuthini?
Does it mean only in good times?
Kuthi konke ekhathini ezinhle.
Hello, am I in church? I've gone somewhere.
Ngisebandleni noma senihambile.
Does all mean only in good times?
Ugonke usho ukuthi ekhathini ezinhle kuphela na?
All the time.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Does it mean only when you have?
Akushoyo ukuthi mangabe unotho.
Huh? You know sometimes,
uyazi kwesinye isikhathi.
When things are good for you,
mangabe izinto zizinhle kuwena.
You don't even the thanks just comes out automatically.
Ukubonga nje kuvele kuyiphumela.
Oh, ngiyazibongela Jesu.
Oh, ngiyabonga Nkosi.
Awu Jesu muhle.
Eh, you are good.
Now you must know that hey, the person, the salary has been doubled, utholi bonus.
Kumele wazi ukuthi lo muntu ukuthole kwakubili.
The child passed at school with good marks.
Maye phasile ngamama kamahla.
Thank you Jesus.
Ngiyabonga Nkosi Jesu.
But the Lord, the Bible says that in all circumstances.
Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi ungabheki ukuthi kukuphi.
Even when there's no food.
Noma ngabe ukudla kungekho.
Thank you Jesus.
Ngiyabonga Nkosi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have a job.
Awu na umsebenzi.
Thank you Jesus.
Ngiyabonga Nkosi.
I know you'll take care of me.
Ngiyazi ukuthi uzonginakekela.
Thank you Lord.
Ngiyabonga Nkosi.
In all circumstances.
Kukho konke.
All circumstances.
Kukho konke.
My sister, you are blessing me. I wish you were sitting in front.
Uyangibusisa yaze ngathi ungazohlala la eduze kwami.
It's okay, I know you're taking care of the child.
Ngilungile ngiyazi unakekela abantwana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to learn it.
Kumele sikufunde.
That it becomes part and parcel of our lives.
Khona kuzokwazi ukuba ingxenye yempilo yethu.
Especially when things are not going well.
Ikakhulukazi izinto mayingahambi kahle.
Because at that point you don't feel like saying thank you.
Ngoba khona lapho awuzwe ngathi ungathi ngiyabonga.
But the Bible is saying we must say thank you.
IBhayibheli kodwa lithi ithi ngiyabonga.
How can I say thank you when I'm going through all these difficulties?
Ngingasho kanjani uthi ngiyabonga kodwa ngisindwa kangaka?
You will take faith.
Thatha ukholo.
In your God.
KuNkulunkulu wakho.
That father is bad but at least I'm still alive.
Baba gabetha kodwa ngiyabonga
ukuthi ngisaphila. I want to thank you for my life.
Ngifuna ukubonga ngempilo yami.
It's bad. The situation is bad.
Gabetha ngempela.
But my children are not complaining.
Abantwana bami kodwa
baba. My children are with me.
Banami.
Lord, thank you.
Nkosi ngiyabonga.
There's always something to say thank you about.
Ukhona nje utho ngathi uyabonga ngalo.
And what happens is that we over focus on the issues.
Azi ukuthi sibheka kakhulu ezinkingeni.
Instead of looking at the God.
Ekubhekeni kuNkulunkulu.
Who can save us from all our problems.
Ulowo ongasikhipha futhi kulezo inkinga.
I was telling someone the other day.
Bengitshela umunye ngelinye ilanga.
That I rarely pray for problems.
Ukuthi ngiyathandaza ngempela ngithandazela inkinga.
Personal problems.
Inkinga zami.
Because I have understood.
Ngoba ngiyaqonda.
That a problem. Let me show you a scripture. Put your finger there and go to Job chapter 1.
Beka umunwe lapho hamba uya ku Job.
And read it from verse 1. I just needed to read it fast. Yeah.
Job 1 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
There was once a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 team of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He also had many servants. He was in fact the richest person in that entire area. Job's son would take turns preparing feasts in their home, and they would also invite their 3 sisters to celebrate with them. When this celebration ended, sometime after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, "Perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular practice.
Mm-hmm.
One day, the members of the heavenly court...
You need to start focusing from here. One day, yeah?
One day, the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser, Satan, came with them. "Where have you come from?" the Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, "I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on." Then the Lord asked Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil." Satan replied to the Lord, "Yes, but Job has good reasons to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has."
What verse is that?
11.
Verse 11. Read verse 11.
"But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. "All right, you may test him," the Lord said to Satan. "Do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically."
Pause there. You know, the Lord showed me this week. I was even bathing when this came to my mind. All of Job's problems, his financial problems, when he lost all his businesses, his family problems, if we call it that, all his children died in one day. And he had 10. Can you imagine? If you lose one child, your world is over. Imagine someone who loses 10 in one day. Hallelujah. The most painful thing. And then marital problems. His wife said, "Curse your God. You don't have a God. How can you lose everything in one day? Just curse him and die." Now, what was the source of all these problems? Read verse 11 again.
"But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
And he will curse you to your face. So, everything that this gentleman faced, Satan didn't care about his businesses. Satan didn't care about his family. Satan didn't care about his wife. The only thing he cared about was his relationship with God. So he wasn't really targeting the business. He wasn't really targeting the children. He was targeting a relationship with God. So I've learned not to give problems too much of my attention. Because I have understood
that
the reason for the problem is to shift
problem.
My eyes from him to the problem. That's the whole reason for a problem. A hardship, a difficulty of life. It's the only reason to take your attention away from God.
sokuthi ususa amehlakho uNkulunkulu.
So I've learned.
Ngike ngafunda.
Sometimes problems will be hitting me.
Kwesinye isikhathi inkinga izongikhahlela.
And I'll be sitting in my prayer time.
Ngizoke ngihlale ngesikhathi sami sokukhuleka.
And I will tell my God.
Ngizobe ngitshela uNkulunkulu wami.
I say, Lord,
ngithi Nkosi,
I know what's going on.
Ngiyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani la.
Something is trying to take my attention.
Kukhona okufuna ngisuke kuwena.
But I choose to keep my eyes on you.
Kodwa ngithi ngizoqhubeka ngibheke kuwe.
By choice.
Olami
sino. No matter how I feel.
Noma ngabe ngizwani.
I'm choosing you.
Ngikhetha wena.
Over my problems.
Ngaphekwe inkinga zami.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know how we got to Job.
Angazi ukuthi uye kanjani.
I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Bengikhuluma ngokubonga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why it's important to thank him in all circumstances.
Ingakho kubaleka kakhulu ukuthi umbonge kukho konke.
I remember a gentleman called Paul and another one called Silas.
Ngiyakhumbula kwakuno Silas no Paul.
They were arrested and put in jail.
Babeboshiwe befakiwe lapha etulongweni.
In jail they were singing, I say rejoice in the Lord, I say rejoice. In jail.
Phakathi jail.
I say rejoice in the Lord, I say rejoice in the Lord, I say rejoice. In jail.
Phakathi jail.
If it was me, I was like, Rico,
go back to you. Ngizothinya
igama lekho. Devil, I lose you.
Wena sathane nyaqaqa.
But these ones were praising God in jail.
Kodwa labo babedumisa uNkulunkulu phakathi etilongweni.
Learn to thank him in all.
Bafunda ukumbonga kukho konke ababhekana nakho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a level.
Isigaba.
And you and I must grow.
Mina nawe masikhule.
To reach such level.
Ukufika kuleso sigaba.
Then we'll be able to soar above our problems.
Sizokwazi ukutshala phekwe inkinga zethu.
Soar like a fly over.
Sibheke ngaphekwazo.
Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody?
Ukhuluma nomuntu.
Now let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Eke sibuyele kuTimothy oqala.
There's two things that I believe God wants me to tell you. And then we will close. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1. Just read verse 1 and verse 2 only.
1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live a peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity.
Amen. Now, as I was reading, I was trying to figure out that when it comes to praying for all men, for kings and those in authority, how do I apply the prayer of thanksgiving when I'm praying for these people? And so I was, you know, using all my study resources to try and figure out what God is trying to say. And in looking at different versions of the Bible, two things began to come out. The first one, even in her version, it says that we must give thanks for all men, for kings, and for those in authority. Now, what does this mean? It means that you must thank God if you are married. Lord, thank you for my wife. I'm so grateful for the wife you have
blessed.
If you have a husband, Lord, I want to thank you for my husband. Thank you for blessing me with a husband like this. Tell your neighbor, in all circumstances.
No,
every now and then, your husband may make you feel and your wife may make you feel but in all circumstances. Lord, I thank you for my children. I thank you for my sons. I thank you for my daughters. And just begin to thank God for them. If you are married here in church, can you just hold your husband
over
and say, I thank God for you. No, they didn't hear you.
Thank God for you.
Yeah.
What it doing?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Same to you. Thank God for you also. Now, if your child is close by, or your parent is close by,
so
go, move. I want people to move now. Go to your parent or your child or whatever, and say, I thank God for you. I want to see people moving now. So I thank God for you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Go. It's not going to touch you.
God bless you. God bless you. Put your hands together for yourselves. For yourselves. So the Bible says that we must thank God for all men. Maybe you are DA or EFF or
Democratic, National,
ACDP, and not what the Freedom Plus whatever.
Freedom Front.
And you don't like Ramaphosa. But he's your president. So you must say, Lord, we thank you for our
president.
We thank you, we thank you for you know, things might not going like I like, but at least there's peace in the country. You know, there are good things that are still happening. You know, I was reading a scripture, a certain king was sick. And he asked one of his servants, he was a Syrian king, so he was not an Israelite. And he asked one of his servants to go to Elisha. Elisha was so anointed that even unbelievers would go there. And he said, go to Elisha and ask him to inquire of the Lord whether this sickness is unto death or not. So the servant went. I think his name was Haziel or something like that. He went to Elisha.
Why Elisha?
And said that I've been sent.
What in Tunyiwe?
And the king is sick and is asking whether the sickness is unto death or not. The Bible says Elisha kept quiet.
Elijah watula.
And looked at him without even blinking. And then Elisha started crying. And then Elisha said,
what to Elijah?
That go tell your king that he will live. Then he said to this guy, but God shows me that you are going to be the next king. And when you become a king, there'll be bloodshed.
Elisha mentioned a number of things. One of the things that stuck in my mind was that he will rip children out of women's wombs. And so Elisha told him that this is what God is showing
me.
Then the guy said, am I a dog that I'll do such things? So he went to his king and told the king that the prophet says you will live. That night when the king was sleeping, the Bible says he took a cloth and put it in water and went and covered the face of the king while he was sleeping. And the king was trying to... And the king died. And this guy became king. He terrorized his nation. Those who were here during fasting and praying, I was telling them of a certain dictator here in Africa where during the day he'd be moving with other presidents, dignified people. He even was invited by the Queen of England and even sat in his chariot of gold. A big man. But at night, his driver later testified that I used to drive his helicopter. And at night, anyone who would be fighting or talking against him during the day would be caught and killed. And they'll put his body or her body in the helicopter. And he said, my job was to drive to the sea, fly to the sea, and throw away the bodies. Then I come back, park the helicopter, then it will be cleaned. Next night, again, new bodies. But in front of people, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, my brother.
My God. At least as far as we know,
God enjoying our sisters.
Except for the sofas and the bed, we don't know anything else about
Ramaphosa.
So we have to thank God for him. Thank God for your community. So you have to learn to thank for. Thankful. Do you understand? Other versions say we have to pray with thanksgiving on the behalf of all men, kings, and those who are in authority. So perhaps, Mamrud, could you kindly stand to your feet? You may be married, husband and wife. Either you, the husband, you are a believer, and your wife is not a believer, or vice versa. Now, because one of us here is not a believer, the unbeliever will tend not to thank God for certain things. He gets a job,
he's thanking other people.
You know, I've got connections.
We ask God to go knock command.
Now my connections have made a way for us. My wife. So your job is to, Lord, it's not connections, it's you. We thank you for the new job. So you are thanking on the behalf. Thank you. God bless. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So anything that is happening in your community, in your family, in the country, we as believers need to learn to thank God on the behalf of those we are living amongst. Because other people are accrediting other
they are giving the praise to other things except for God. They are thanking their connections. They are thanking their brilliance. I heard some years ago, there was an earthquake in a certain country. And buildings fall on people and what have you. So, the rescue people, I forgot what they call them. They went looking for people. And almost a week went by. After about a week, they said to themselves that everyone has probably died now. Now we are searching for bodies. And as they were searching for dead bodies, they found a man there who was still alive. Weeks after the building had fallen. So they asked him, how is it possible that you survived? And the guy said, I have the will to live. I've got the will to live. 1 week later he died. Where was his will to live now? So you see, many people they just can't say thank you, Lord. They just can't say it is God who has saved. It is the grace and mercies of God that I'm alive. It is God who is providing for me. But they will thank all other things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to learn to thank on their behalf. And that is how we become the salt of the earth. Because instead of God becoming angry, we will still be receiving thanksgiving for the many things he's doing on the earth, for mankind, for kings, and for those who are in authority. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you learning something in Healing Fire Ministries? We thank God for his mercies. Hallelujah. So learn to thank God for what he has given you. For what he has blessed you with. And also learn to thank God on the behalf. On the behalf of your children. As your children are passing a school, they may not accredit it to God. They'll say,
I'm not playing, I'm reading.
Instead of saying, it is by the grace of God that I have passed. Hallelujah. So learn to thank God for on their behalf. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our
feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.